I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm going to hand in my man card and admit I get a little queasy around blood. Whenever they need a blood sample, I have to look the other way and recite the 1969 New York Mets batting order. Oh yeah, Tommy Agee center field, Wayne Garrett second base, Cleon Jones left field. I remember this just to truck it out whenever I have to give blood, so I understand people who say they're afraid of needles. A fear that could spell the difference between getting vaccinated and getting COVID. If you're afraid of getting a shot, if you get that cold sweat, if you feel lightheaded or pass out, this is a recognized disorder. If you fear blood or injections, it's called trypanophobia. They say a quarter of all adults are afraid of needles. 7% of us will avoid the vaccine because of that fear. It's a problem because we're all pulling for herd immunity. So if you're afraid of needles, short of visiting a shrink, experts tell CNN you could distract yourself when it's time for a shot by counting your breaths or reciting the Mets batting order. And if it doesn't work, Benadryl can calm you down somewhat. No script required. But if you experience serious mortal fear of needles, you might need a shrink. They say it takes 4 to 10 sessions on the couch to cure trypanophobia. But it can be cured and it can be treated. And that's my point.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.